From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyowski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More jccc.edu/mtc.
It's 88 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 3:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, September 25th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, we will get the details on a shooting in the New York subway system. Two officers shot a man who did not pay his fare, and the man pulled out a knife. What led to all of this? It's all coming up here on KPR. Plus, we'll meet Miss Kansas for this year, learn about her community service project. It's all straight ahead on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, Destiny has classical music through the evening for you. Tonight, music of Sir Arthur Sullivan, The Patience Overture. We'll hear a polka by Shostakovich and the Red Poppy Suite by Reinhold Glier. A little Prokofiev coming up tonight. It's going to be a great one. Join us 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR 1 stations. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, you will hear This American Life. Saw some showers blow through here, really hit or miss, but for the rest of the afternoon, we are expecting it to be sunny, highs in the upper 80s tonight, mostly clear, becoming partly cloudy and humid with a low in the mid-60s.
Support for NPR News.
The United Auto Workers aims to keep expanding to plants in the South, although some residents are not so happy to see them.
So they rather board up their business than allow the UAW to lease the building.
How can the union replicate a success in Tennessee? On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition, starting your day off with the latest national, international, and regional news. Your local host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy. Very humid tonight with a low in the mid-60s. It's 3:30.
News, I'm Kelly Knoyer.
Wall Street ended the day in mixed territory. The Dow was up 228 points, the Nasdaq down 91. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas senators today advanced Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's pick to lead the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Chris Kennedy previously worked for nearly 30 years at the Missouri Department of Conservation. He's been the interim secretary at the Kansas Wildlife Department since March. Kennedy says he wants the agency to be more transparent and fiscally responsible.
I think all of those pieces are necessary if we hope to continue to maintain the resources that we need to promote fish and wildlife within the state of Kansas.
Some Republican lawmakers recently threatened the department's funding after it considered a ban on deer baiting. The practice can spread chronic wasting disease among deer, but hunting lodges use it in part to get customers closer to deer. Kennedy's confirmation is subject to approval from the full state Senate. As fall approaches, experts say it's time to get vaccinated for respiratory illnesses like the flu, RSV, and COVID. Giovanni Gone, executive director of the Immunize Kansas Coalition, says prices vary for these vaccines. COVID vaccines, which used to be covered by federal funding, are no longer free. Gone says people shouldn't let this deter them from getting vaccinated. She says if insurance doesn't cover the cost, patients should ask their employer or look for community health fairs that might offer free vaccines.
Again, those vaccines are free of charge. And they are able to get vaccinated with the vaccines that we have available at that certain event.
Gone says people should get their vaccines by the end of October or early November. Gas keeps getting cheaper. In Kansas, the price is down 80 cents from a year ago and now averages $2.94 a gallon. AAA says Missouri now has the 10th lowest price in the country. This morning, the average price there was $2.91, 78 cents cheaper than a year ago. AAA spokesman Nick Chabaria says demand is down and the winter blend of gas will be here in just a few days.
Local gas stations and local gasoline distributors are trying to sell through their summer blend gasoline stocks to make room for the winter blend switchover, which is coming.
If you have an electric vehicle, AAA says Kansas and Missouri continue to be the cheapest states in which to charge your car. Mostly clear skies this evening for northeast and east central Kansas, becoming partly cloudy and humid with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, clouding up a bit tomorrow night with lows in the upper 60s. Partly sunny and humid again on Wednesday with a slight chance of showers and storms. Highs on Wednesday in the upper 80s. It's 88 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Topeka. It's 86 in Emporia. It's 3:35.
It's all things.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Alexis Smith was crowned Miss Kansas this summer. She's getting a lot of attention, not just for winning, but for her campaign against domestic violence. It's her community service initiative, and it's personal, too. We learn more from this one-on-one interview she gave to KMUW's Carla Eccles.
Smith is fulfilling her dream. She says she was born
up the shelf, putting it on my chain.
That was Alexis Smith, the current Miss Kansas, talking about her community service initiative, bringing awareness to domestic violence issues. She spoke with Carla Eccles of radio station KMUW in Wichita. You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Tune in for Morning Edition tomorrow beginning at 5 a.m. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear with the latest national, international, and regional news. Tom Parkinson filling in for Jay Schaefer tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and many other frequencies all around the state. And you can always stream us at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app. We have one for iOS, one for Android. Check it out. It's pretty cool.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays, 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at CiderGallery.com.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour on Sunday, Secret Service agents thwarted an apparent assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump, but not before the suspected gunman was actually able to get fairly near to Trump.
500 yards is way too close for any would-be assassin to come that close to a president.
The suspect was apprehended. He appeared in federal court today. We'll get you all the details coming up along with an update of the latest news headlines. It is 10 minutes before 4.
mcfoundation.org.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, a charter member of NPR from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Three more hours of All Things Considered. Coming right up, we start things off with news headlines. It's going to be humid tonight with a low in the mid-60s, partly cloudy overnight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. It's 4 o'clock.
C3 Generative AI works to enable rapid access to traceable, hallucination-free insights from enterprise systems, helping turn the invisible into the obvious. This is Enterprise AI.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Manhattan. It's 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. You can also find us at 89.7 FM in Emporia, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We have lots of frequencies all around the state, thanks to listeners just like you. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or use the app.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, celebrating 25 years of serving the KPR listening area. Class schedule and more information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Coming up in the next few minutes, that conversation with Stephen Colbert and his wife, Evie. They have written a new cookbook together. They are from South Carolina, so lots of good low country food involved in all of this. That is up next. We will have news headlines at 4:30. And then we will take a look back at what happened at the Emmys last night. Find out why Vermont is trying to become a leader in refugee resettlement. It's all yet to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Many thanks to all our sustainers and everyone who made a pledge during KPR's fall membership drive. We raised just over $270,000. If you meant to pledge but you didn't, guess what? There's still an opportunity. Go to kansaspublicradio.org. It is your investment that keeps the news and music coming. $270,000 sounds like a lot, and it is a lot. Could use a little more. From all of us here at KPR, thanks again for your generous support. It's 4:20.
KPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way. Your hosts will be A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen, Tuesday, October 1st, 7:30 p.m., about a high school student who always feels like he's on the outside looking in. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 4:30.
NASDAQ was down 91 points. That's down 0.5%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas senators today advanced Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's pick to lead the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Chris Kennedy previously worked for nearly 30 years at the Missouri Department of Conservation. He's been the interim secretary at the Kansas Wildlife Department since March. Kennedy says he wants the agency to be more transparent and fiscally responsible.
I think all of those pieces are necessary if we hope to continue to maintain the resources that we need to promote fish and wildlife within the state of Kansas.
Some Republican lawmakers recently threatened the department's funding after it considered a ban on deer baiting. The practice can spread chronic wasting disease among deer, but hunting lodges use it in part to get customers closer to deer. Kennedy's confirmation is subject to approval from the full Senate. The Nature Conservancy is converting farmland back to wetland and grassland near Great Bend in central Kansas. Last month, the group acquired 1,000 acres in Cheyenne Bottoms, the nation's largest inland wetland basin. Conservationists want to protect the area because it's a critical stop for migrating birds. Robert Penner is a shorebird biologist with the Nature Conservancy.
Cheyenne Bottoms in the spring is just, it's better than McDonald's for shorebirds, you know. It's teeming with all the stuff they like to feed on.
The group has been acquiring land in the basin since the 1990s and now protects more than 8,000 acres. Another 20,000 acres are a state-run wildlife area. Habitat loss is a key reason that North American bird populations are shrinking. The Kansas City Chiefs will be without starting running back Isaiah Pacheco for several weeks because of a fractured fibula. Greg Eklund has the details.
Pacheco was hurt on the Kansas City Chiefs' final drive of the game. Between running and pass receptions, Pacheco had 59 total yards for the day. Chiefs coach Andy Reid says Pacheco took the news of his injury hard after the game.
I mean, here's a guy that's a guy that loves to play the game. And so he had tears. He was emotional. But you don't ever want to lose it.
In his 2+ seasons with the Chiefs, Pacheco has been the most reliable back on each of the last two Super Bowl championship teams. And one of his backups, Clyde Edwards-Alaire, is already on the non-football illness list for at least 2 more games. I'm Greg Eklund.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies this evening, but becoming partly cloudy overnight, very humid, lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the upper 80s, lows in the upper 60s tomorrow night. Continued humid on Wednesday with a high in the upper 80s and a slight chance of showers and storms. It's 87 degrees in Topeka, 86 in Atchison, 89 in Chanute. It's 435.
This is All Things.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Research shows that keeping up with news helps people engage more knowledgeably in public life. And you know that Morning Edition from NPR News is a news show that covers all aspects of public life, from politics to business to culture and entertainment. Knowledge that might be even more useful in, say, an election year? Engage with Morning Edition every weekday.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Assistive Technology for Kansans, providing people with disabilities and health conditions access to technology to live, work, and play independently. Information at 1-800-CAN-DO-IT. That's CAN with a K, 1-800-CAN-DO-IT.
Coming up in our next half hour, the suspect in Sunday's apparent assassination attempt against former President Trump is in police custody. New details are emerging about his capture on a Florida interstate.
He was just driving with the flow of traffic. I think that he may have thought he got away with it.
All the details coming right up on KPR. Humid conditions tonight, a low in the mid-60s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. It's 10 minutes before 5.
For you. Listen weekdays from NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Two more hours of All Things Considered coming right up. Lows in the mid-60s. Tonight's going to be humid. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the upper 80s. It's 5 o'clock.
Secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, commemorating 100 years of Watson Library as a cornerstone of the KU campus and community. Learn about the Watson Centennial at lib.ku.edu/Watson100.
It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. It is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, lots of other frequencies as well. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, a Florida school district is restoring 3 dozen books that had been removed from library shelves. We will learn about the shooting inside a New York City subway station. A fare evader pulled a knife. He was shot by police. We will also meet Miss Kansas, who is bringing attention in her campaign for Miss America to domestic violence issues. It's all coming up on KPR.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Don't forget, we have classical music coming up tonight on KPR1 stations. At 7 o'clock, we have news headlines followed by Stardate. Then Destiny is your host for Evening Classical. Tonight, music of Sir Arthur Sullivan, some Shostakovich, some Glier, some Prokofiev. It's going to be great. Join us 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR1 stations. If KPR2 is more your thing, stick around for This American Life at 7 o'clock. Humid tonight with a low in the mid-60s, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the upper 80s. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:20.
Support.
And the union replicated success in Tennessee on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. Mostly clear skies this evening, becoming partly cloudy. Humid tonight with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the upper 80s. It's 88 degrees in Manhattan and 88 in Emporia. It's 5:30.
Contracts are trading flat at this hour. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Secretary of State's office had to be evacuated earlier today because of a suspicious piece of mail. The Kansas Reflector reports the office received a message with a return address referencing traitors. It contained a harmless white powder. Kansas officials had already been alerted to evacuations over similar packages today at elections offices in Iowa, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Wyoming. While the package was thought to be harmless, the building was evacuated as a precaution around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Kansas senators today advanced Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's pick to lead the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Chris Kennedy previously worked for nearly 30 years at the Missouri Department of Conservation. He's been the interim secretary at the Kansas Wildlife Department since March. Kennedy says he wants the agency to be more transparent and fiscally responsible.
I think all of those pieces are necessary if we hope to continue to maintain the resources that we need to promote fish and wildlife within the state of Kansas.
Some Republican lawmakers recently threatened the department's funding after it considered a ban on deer baiting. The practice can spread chronic wasting disease among deer, but hunting lodges use it in part to get customers closer to deer. Kennedy's confirmation is subject to approval from the full Senate. The Kansas City Chiefs will be without starting running back Isaiah Pacheco for several weeks because of a fractured fibula. Greg Eklund has more.
Pacheco was hurt on the Kansas City Chiefs' final drive of the game. Between running and pass receptions, Pacheco had 59 total yards for the day. Chiefs coach Andy Reid says Pacheco took the news of his injury hard after the game.
I mean, here's a guy that loves to play the game. And so he had tears. He was emotional. But you don't want to lose it.
In his 2+ seasons with the Chiefs, Pacheco has been the most reliable back on each of the last two Super Bowl championship teams. And one of his backups, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, is already on the non-football illness list for at least two more games. I'm Greg Eklund.
As fall approaches, experts say it's time to get vaccinated for respiratory illnesses like the flu, RSV, and COVID. Giovanni Gone, the executive director of the Immunize Kansas Coalition, says prices vary for these vaccines. COVID vaccines are no longer free. Gone says people shouldn't let this deter them from getting vaccinated. She says if insurance doesn't cover the cost, patients should ask their employer or look for community health fairs offering free vaccines.
Again, those vaccines are free of charge. And they are able to get vaccinated with the vaccines that we have available at that certain event.
She says people should get their vaccines by the end of October or early November.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. Har Ostadon, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Alexis Smith was crowned Miss Kansas this summer, and as you might expect, she's getting a lot of attention, but not just for winning. It's for her campaign against domestic violence. It's her community service initiative. And it turns out it's personal, too. We learn more from this one-on-one interview that she gave to KMUW's Carla Eccles.
Smith is fulfilling her as the swimsuit competition, replaced by an emphasis on fitness.
And what I love about it, especially as a cardiothoracic ICU nurse, is that we partner with the American Heart Association to promote that fitness.
For the talent competition, Smith plans to show off her skills as a ventriloquist.
Hello, everybody!
With her puppets on stage.
I bought two new ones last year, Aaliyah and Al. And so I'm taking them on my journey as much as possible to not only entertain others, but also be able to spread my community service initiative with our youth groups that need to learn about healthy relationships in all facets of life.
Smith says she sees her story reflected, especially when she talks to teens.
You know, it's hard for me. It's a healing process, but to be able to, you know, provide that prevention from somebody else experiencing what I've been through, to be able to have that opportunity is everything.
I'm taking my
freedom. We were listening to Alexis Smith, the current Miss Kansas, talking about her community service initiative, bringing awareness to domestic violence issues. She spoke with Carla Eccles of radio station KMUW in Wichita. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you reporting from around the world.
NPR's Kerry Khan is covering all this from the Venezuelan city of Caracas.
And we also realize there's plenty to learn at home, literally.
Here's my compost bin in the freezer. We've got some tomato bits, and now we're adding 2 tea bags.
Listen for the latest headlines, plus useful life hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock for Life Hacks and more. 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Lots of frequencies all around the state, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
In our next half hour, news headlines start things off. Then, on Sunday, Secret Service agents thwarted an apparent assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump, but not before the suspected gunman was able to get near Donald Trump.
500 yards is way too close for any would-be assassin to come that close to a president.
The suspect was apprehended and appeared in federal court today. We'll tell you what happened coming up on KPR. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Available wherever books are sold. And from ECMC Foundation at ecmcfoundation.org.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines coming up in just a moment. It's 87 degrees in Lawrence, 89 in Topeka. It's 6 o'clock.